Good afternoon, everyone. Well, a great day for the Aussie market. In fact, the best in almost 2 months. We had the ASX 200 up 73 points or 1%, which means we closed and finished the session at 7,370. So three straight days of gains for the Aussie market. And most impressively is the fact that we've actually recouped most of Monday's declines. Now, quick reminder there, Monday was a shocker. It was the worst day for our market since the 26th of February, the worst start we've had to a new week in about 15 months. But so we're only down about 0.4% now over the course of the week. Still a lot of work to do, though, if we're going to creep into positive territory for the month, because we're still down about 2.2% in September. So not impossible. We've got five trading days left in September, but we're certainly just a glimmer of hope at the moment that if we continue this type of momentum, we have a couple of days like today, we certainly could get there. We'll just have to wait and see. So today was an interesting session. The market actually did really well considering we had the US Central Bank wrapping up its two-day meeting on interest rates early this morning. And it actually outlined some plans for reining in it and tapering its stimulus, emergency stimulus measures, but also potential rate hikes a bit earlier than what some market participants were expecting. But it seemed like the Fed did a reasonable job in really priming the market and preparing it for this type of announcement to come eventually. So in a nutshell, the Fed basically said that as early as the next meeting, which will be right at the start of November, it could outline a bit more detail about its plan for reining in stimulus. But it, there is an expectation in markets now that process could start in December, could wrap up in the middle of next year. We could even see potentially a rate hike in the US as early as late 2022. So didn't impact the share market so much negatively, but it did push the US dollar higher and the Aussie dollar a bit lower today. Another positive for our market today and the last couple of sessions actually were easing concerns about a default of the second largest property developer in China called Evergrande, at least for the time being, because in the past 24 hours, Evergrande basically said it successfully negotiated with its lenders on interest repayments which are due today. The only problem is there are other bond repayments which are actually due in the next couple of weeks. So it's probably not the last we've heard from Evergrande, but the fact that they've kicked the can down the road for now seems to have helped our market. Now today, we had gains across the board. Every single sector was higher. Some of the best were found in the tech space, with Afterpay lifting between 3 and 4% for most of the session. Energy stocks also benefiting from a 2.5% lift in the oil price. So Santos, one of the better performers, Oil Search and Beach as well. The iron ore miners managed to improve mostly, and that was thanks to a 14% jump in the iron ore price in the past day. Now, that's perhaps partly pushed high by a little more confidence on China's property market for the time being. Of course, quite a large consumer of the steelmaking ingredient of iron ore. So Fortescue was up a good 1%. Rio, which paid out a record dividend to investors today, up about 0.5%. And the much more diversified BHP found itself in negative territory, dropping about 0.75% today. Another winner today was Premier Investments. This is the group behind Smiggle and Peter Alexander. Rose by a little over 3% after handing down its latest annual results. Now, basically, sales have improved by almost 20% over the year. Online sales have jumped significantly as well by close to 40% to about $300 million. And it had record sales for Peter Alexander, the PJ retailer, which really seemed to push that that result higher. So profits almost doubled to about $271 million. It's paying out a dividend. So shares improved, even though the last 7 weeks have been a bit tough because of the lockdowns and temporary store closures. Sandfire in a trading halt. This is a resource company which today announced a $2.5 billion acquisition of a copper mine in Spain, which the company said it should be able to mine for about 12 years. And also Babcor was a standout as well. The company that sells car parts and accessories rose almost 5% today. A major broker basically upgraded the prospects for the stocks, partly because of the recent decline in its share price for a couple of months, but also seemed a bit more optimistic about where about the benefits from the reopening of borders and the lockdowns basically in New South Wales and Victoria eventually. On the ex-dividend front, we heard from Cochlear, which went ex-div for a $1.40 per share div. It actually did reasonably well to buck the trend and lift despite that. And we also had other stocks paying dividends in addition to Rio. Telstra was the other big one, but also Adairs, ResMed, Ampol Downer. We had Brickworks and Washington H. Soul Pattinson both out with profit results, both improved off the back of that. And two newcomers to the Aussie market today. The first was a group called Revolver Resources, which has a code of RRR. It's a copper explorer mainly focused on Queensland. It rose about 17%. And also Iris Metals, the code is IR1. It's a gold exploration company, which rose by a good 5%. Now, looking forward to tonight, the Bank of England is holding a meeting. So any talk about the tapering or reduction of stimulus could certainly move currencies around. And secondly, it's going to be a big night for updates on the state of manufacturing in the UK, in the European Union, and the US. So they're probably going to be talking points early tomorrow morning. The Aussie dollar finally a bit softer. It's at 72.5 US. Have a great evening, everyone.